Hi, Sarah. Good morning to you. I wanted to send a little message to you, and I thought I would video record it on my veranda. And this is one of the places I stay at. And as you can see, it's a very, very beautiful background with the mountains and greens and trees. Yet we live very comfortable here. When I first told you about my team of people coming to the US to do a biography on my life. You were very exuberant, you were very excited, and you were very gung-ho. And you immediately started to call up our relatives and friends and started planning a get-together bash. And you wrote something on Facebook to me that was very kind, and I appreciate it very much. And you said to me, "Don't worry about your people coming here. I will take care of them as if it's our family, because they are your family and we are your family. So family should take care of each other." And I was very moved and very touched by that. And I wanted to thank you very much for your thoughts. And all the days preceding their arrival to Howell, New Jersey, you had done preparations, you had called. You had arranged. And then finally, you even got everybody together at your house and arranged the food and the gathering. And all of my people came to your beautiful home to meet your beautiful mom and our family and friends. And our people, my people from Malaysia, told me that you were a wonderful host and the family was wonderful to meet. And they were just so taken in by Kalmyk culture, Kalmyk hospitality, Kalmyk giving, Kalmyk food, Kalmyk warmth. They were very, very happy about that. And I'm very appreciative, very, very appreciative. They really, really enjoyed the food very much. I saw a lot of pictures and I saw a lot of that they sent me by text message, and I've already posted onto Facebook. The gathering went well. And I also know that for many days, you took all of my people all over the interested sites related to my childhood, and you spoke to them, and you took time out. And in between, our Aunt Matza, your mother, had a bad fall and had fractured her ribs, and she was in the hospital. And although you were very worried and concerned, you still, how can I say it, was very committed to helping our people and taking them around. And I'm glad Aunt Matza as well, and I'm glad it wasn't serious. I was quite worried. And also that you expressed that you would like to come to Malaysia, and I'm very excited. You, Aunt Matza, will be coming, and it will be a great trip, and I'll be looking forward to seeing the both of you and sharing with you my work, what I'm doing, and my people, and all of our activities here. I think you will enjoy it. And if you have a lot of commitments there, you don't worry about it. We have an office here that you can work from, internet, telephone, fax, whatever you need to do, you can run your business from here, and it's just for a few days. So I don't want you to worry about that. All in all, I thank you so much for helping this important project, taking such good care of my people. And I thank you for your warmth and kindness in all these years that you've kept in contact with me. I've known so many people and relatives, and you are one of the people that stood out, that really made an effort to keep in contact. And I appreciate it very much, and it has not gone over my head. For now, I'd like to say thank you again. And our people are enjoying themselves in Howell. They're really enjoying the sights, they're really enjoying the place. They're really enjoying your company. And a few of them expressed to me what a warm, sincere, genuine, straightforward person you are. And they love your infectious laugh. So for now, I'd like to thank you very much, my dear cousin Sarah. Please send my warmest regards to your mom and thank her for hosting the party in your beautiful home and showing them Kalmyk Mongolian hospitality, which is our culture. For now, I'd like to offer one stick of incense. to Burhun Baksha or Buddha Shakyamuni. Burhun Baksha is Buddha Shakyamuni in our language, Kalmyk. And I pray very much for you, for Aunt Matsa, for your children, your daughters, all of our family and friends. May you have long life, all of you. May all of you have happiness, peace, spiritual realizations. May all your obstacles be removed. And may you have success, prosperity, and growth. I offer this to Buddha Shakyamuni for you, Sarah, for your daughters, for Aunt Mata, for our family, for our friends. For now, I say goodbye, and I see you very soon.